And welcome. My name is Davis Bitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's short screencast, we're going to look at adding an application bar to our Metro Style app. We're also going to be using the JavaScript Metro Style app templates, so if you're a web developer, you should feel right at home. All of the code that we're going to be using you can grab off metrogamekit.codeplex.com, so feel free to pause this screencast, download the code, and follow along. So let's take a look at what our app bar will look like. Once you download the kit, you'll get this Space Cadet screen, our main menu of the game. If I right-click, this is the app bar. So you can see I have a button called Menu, and I have a button called Cadet Photo. Let's look at how easy that is to add. The first thing we're going to want to do is open our default.html. Now this is straight up HTML. If we go ahead and we open our project inside of Windows Explorer, you'll see we can actually load that up in a browser, and it parses. This is straight div tags with buttons. That's all we need in order to build an app bar. So let's go ahead and scroll down. We're going to add a new div tag. So we'll call this div. I'll give it an ID of app bar. And then we're going to use the standard data dash controls. This is a W3C attribute for adding extra information. We're going to go ahead and say data-win-control, and you'll notice we get a bunch of IntelliSense. So I'm going to say WinJS UI app bar, and I can also add some options here. We'll do data-options. For now, we'll just leave those blank. And then we'll close our div. Now, in order to get both of those commands, we're going to use straight-up buttons. So I'm going to say button. We'll give it the first one an ID of command home. We'll use data-dash again. So in this instance, the control that we're going to pick is app bar command. And then I'm going to do some data-win options. And this is where I'm going to set up all of the attributes for what that button should look like. These are named value pairs. So we're going to start out with an ID of command home. So we'll reference this as command home in the JavaScript. We'll do a label of menu. We'll give it an icon. Now I'm going to use the standard built-in icons. Home is one of them. You can also use your own icons if you wish. And then the section, if you remember Metro Style Apps, everything you see on the left is specific to that screen you're currently on. Anything on the right is global to the entire app. So we only want Home to pop up when we're on a specific screen where we want the menu. So we're going to go ahead and say section is selection. And then let's give our user a nice tool tip. So I'll say, this is the menu. And we'll close that tag. Now let's copy this button over so we can make our next command. And we're going to say, command camera, WinJS app bar command. We'll rename this command camera. The label will be cadet photo. We'll give it camera as its icon. We'll change its section to global so that it appears on the right. And we'll give a nice tooltip for our user, something like change cadet photo. And that's it. We now have a working app bar command thanks to the power of WinJS. If I go ahead and run this, and I right-click or swipe from the bottom, you'll see I now have menu over here and I have cadet photo. But clicking on them does absolutely nothing at this point. So the last thing we need to do is we actually need to go ahead and handle these events. And that's done just like web development inside of the JavaScript. So we're going to open up default.js. And we're going to go down to a function we've got called initialize, where we put all of our event handles. And it's as easy as going into document.getElementById. And I'll say something like command camera. We'll add an event listener. And the event you want to listen for is click. So I've already written a function called capturePhoto that'll do that work for us. We're simply handling off this event. Now if I run this, and I right-click, When we hit Cadet Photo, you'll notice immediately we'll jump into the camera function. And that's it. So we've now added a complete app bar simply by declaring divs and buttons inside of the DOM through default HTML. And then most of the heavy lifting was done for us by using WinJS UI app bar and app bar command. The only additional work we needed to do was handle the click events in JavaScript. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me at my email address, Twitter, or check out dev.windows.com. Thank you.